Good morning, everybody. Dan Wise over at Wise Media Group. Welcome back to our second episode of local business Yakima Spotlight Thursday. And today's episode is brought to us by Yakima Fit Foods, your ultimate destination for delicious and nutritious meals. Whether your goal is to lose weight, gain muscle, or simply adopt a healthier lifestyle, Yakima Fit Foods has you covered. With their wide range of delectable and wholesome food options, you can enjoy a convenient and hassle-free way of eating healthier. Say goodbye to the hassle of meal prepping and say hello to convenience of Yakima Fit Foods. You can follow them on Facebook. You can also check them out on the web at yakimafitfoods.com. They are conveniently located over at 11 North 11th Avenue, Suite 105, Yakima, Washington. And their phone number is 509-969-4777. Make sure you check them out, follow them, like them, share them, all that good stuff. They have been awesome with us. I really appreciate them. And today, our first guest is, we'll go ahead and pull up his Facebook, Shelly. Over at Famous Burger and Teriyaki, we have Dan. Dan, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm doing good, Dan.
So
we're both Dan, but
are we both going to go by Dan? How's this working?
I'm going by Steve.
You're going to go by Steve? Okay.
I'm going to confuse the whole world if I name Dan, but anyway. My name's Steve.
Steve must be in witness protection.
I'm not famous, but some people know me by seeing the food.
Well, your food is absolutely amazing. I had an opportunity. You invited me and Tony, one of my business partners, last week, and you overfed us, and it was so much food. And then you gave me like this junior portion of, what was it called again?
The yakisoba.
Yes, the small portion, which...
The day that I brought you the big one, so that way...
Oh, that was the big one.
No, the other day you had the small one.
Yes. And we just finished that. We ate that for like 3 days, both of us. Shelly just finished it off last night.
Well, just keep a secret.
Keep a secret. So, Steve, I brought you a gift. Weeks ago, you reached out to me and asked me if I had any duck eggs for sale because I have ducks. We have two beautiful ducks at home that lay us plenty of eggs. So I brought you and your beautiful wife, who's over here videotaping you right now. I brought you three duck eggs.
Sure.
So you can have fun with those. I hope you enjoy them and let us know next time we see you how you thought of them.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
What is this over here that you brought us?
Well, this is Vietnamese iced coffee.
Vietnamese iced coffee. What exactly is Vietnamese iced coffee?
Okay, it's totally different from espresso, from dripping coffee. The way we build, the way we make them, we had to put the coffee grounds and pour the hot water. And the torture part, you had to let it set for 5 minutes and slowly drip.
So slow drip.
Uh-huh. And then we put condensed milk and mix it up and we put in 20-ounce cup. And
20-ounce cup. Are we going to... Can we drink these?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll make your eye bigger than your egg.
Are we going to drink one?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we pour it out of here or are we going to drink it out of here?
You can drink out of there.
What do? I just poke a hole in it?
Yeah, you just poke a hole. I'm good poking hole.
I'm not sure where to go with that.
That's
one.
What I did in the coffee. I can drink the half. It's
oh, you've
it's
got
the same thing.
You've got nice, like
nice straw one.
Look, these straws are made to poke holes.
Yeah. So you sure you don't know how to poke holes?
I do now.
1, 2, 3, just like that.
Cheers.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Let's see how this Vietnamese coffee tastes.
Oh boy.
This is going to be an interesting interview, guys. I'm probably bouncing off walls.
You know, my sister bought me all the good coffee. I didn't tell her secret that I have a better coffee. So I keep let her buy me more and more.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just make this and spoil her.
So, Steve, tell us a little bit who you are, how you got into this business. I had some pictures, but I wasn't able to get them to show the ones that we will add them after the fact.
Yeah.
The pictures of you and your wife, because you've been doing this a long time.
Oh, my goodness. You look at that picture, you can't even recognize yourself.
And you told me some amazing stories about some of the notes, some of the your patrons put on your table.
Oh, yeah.
Which you kind of contribute that to your success.
Oh, yes. This is really amazing story. Because Yakima have a lot of things to offer. We just have to take time to appreciate it. So when I get to Yakima in 2006, and I don't know what to do with this building when we start remodeling. So I was thinking about, well, I'm gonna put a Famous Burger. And everybody asked me, why? Why Famous Burger? We have many, many burgers here. I say, no, I want to put the burger just the way I like, just the pictures. Way the people enjoy, especially something out of ordinary. So after we created, we have good French fry and then we have good burger. In fact, I bring some French fry today. Did you eat my French fry?
I did. He's got the guys, the French fries are,
my God,
they're so crunchy. And you said you don't, let's bring over.
Yeah. I want to hear the
creak. This is why you brought your wife. She doesn't come. She doesn't get to come to relax. She's got us. Oh, look at these fries, guys.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Go to the wide, Shelly. Look at those fries. Oh, he brought fry sauce and everything. Look.
Yep.
You got to listen to this crunch.
I hear you.
Anybody else want a fry?
Everybody got to try it. I have fries.
White cream.
Yeah.
Everybody feels obligated. They're like, ah. I hope you brought it up. You got to get one. Pass one on to the young lady. Yeah, these are amazing fries. Guys, feel free to help yourself. This is he brought sharing is caring. We got sharing Thursday.
So after we set it down for a famous burger, and then things are not that famous. And I keep telling everybody, I want to be famous.
How's that working?
It's tough. You know, if my old customer used to come to my restaurant, they recognize my breakfast burrito only $2.99. It's bigger than this cup. The whole thing is about 32 ounces of weight. And I sell for $3.
Wow.
And I tell you what, nobody appreciate until I quit making them, because I don't think everybody like it. When I quit making them, you know who get mad at me? The cop. He just drove by in the morning. He said, Mrs. Gonzalez, they said, you quit making them? I said, no more. He's like, why? I like it. Because I thought it's not worth. So at the end, I say, hell no, I'm going to make something different that nobody will have. So most of my food, you don't expect celery, broccoli, zucchini, you name it. No. So what I have something that people, either you like it or hate it. So that's what on Google review, people hate me so much. They say, Steve, you don't know how to cook rice. I say, okay, I don't know how to cook rice, but I sell rice and I grew up in a rice field.
Did you grow up in a rice field?
Yeah.
So how old were you when you moved here?
When I moved here, I'm 20 and a half years old.
Okay.
In 2006.
So what's the hardest part about migrating from a faraway land,
yeah,
coming to the United States, learning the culture, opening a business, and succeeding when you got a lot of people that are born here that struggle to start a business?
Oh, well, good point, because a lot of us, we take things too easy. Okay, as a foreigner, when you come to this country, first thing you have is a luggage. Your kid don't have luggage. Meaning that your luggage will be from house to house, wherever you locate yourself. Until you get to the settlement, the skill you don't have, the language you don't have. And the money, that's a big problem, everybody, you don't have. So the first job I have is free. Give me your broom. That's the only thing I know how to do. You don't ask me, but I ask your broom and then broom it. Nobody will pay me.
But so broom, like the sweep.
The floor, yeah.
So like custodian type work.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the guy that who have a business, but I just stay in the house because he pick me up and then drop it off in his house. Tomorrow, you want to go where? I just send you there. So I say, no place. But I'm not going to bother you too much, but I'm going to clean your house for free. And then from there, he see the hard work I am. So he say, you want to bake the donut? I say, I don't know what donut, but yes.
Yeah, I don't know what donuts are, but you want to make them.
Yes. So finally, oh God, the donut business, I'm sorry for the guy that do on the bakery. That really burn. You grab the hot donut by this way, and your head like, oh, later on. And then from there, at the end, I save up enough money. I can open my own business called Flaky Cream Donut.
That was, yes, here in Yakima?
No, that back in Sacramento.
Okay, California. Okay.
And the business is completely zero. And I make it from zero to 100, recognized by local. They say their donut is so good. And I told them, I say, if you pay me 60 cents, I'm going to get you hot cake. And the guy say, here we go, 60 cents. And I go back there and I grab them a hot cake. He said, really, really hot cake? This is hot. But I'm so successful from that. And I get out and then come to Yakima. And I wanna do something. It's amazing. Nobody will have it, include my fried rice. You probably eat that fried rice. It's the first time in your life. That's it. Because most of the fried rice that people do, they gather all the scrap. No, for me, we special made them.
Mm.
Every single grain of rice is fresh. Every bit of egg is fresh. Vegetable, meat, fresh. That's it. And then for the yakisoba, we make it so good, so big, even though you eat for 3 days, there's still no grease spot. Not like you take a fork and put it down and the whole thing lift up.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that because his yakisoba, so we ate some of it the day he gave it to us.
Yeah.
And then we stuck it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then the next day we went in to get it. And usually when we have leftover food, it coagulates together and all like the fat and stuff stick.
Yeah.
And this was still just completely loose. So people that are watching that have not tried your food before over at Famous Burger, where are you guys located? Let's let everybody know where you're at real quick.
Oh, we are on a very good spot that you can't miss it. If everybody knows Save on Fifth Avenue, we on Lincoln and Fifth Avenue, Save. We just right across.
So right there, 401 West Lincoln Avenue?
Yep.
Okay.
401 West Lincoln is on 4th Avenue and Lincoln.
And you can't really miss it. It's a little freestanding building.
Yep, a little red and white building.
And you've been there how long now?
A little bit, a couple of days over 17 years.
17 years. That's a long time.
It seemed like yesterday when you enjoy it.
Shelly, you're from Yakima, born and raised. Have you eaten there before? Put your microphone in front of you. You're on microphone 5.
Hello.
There you go.
Yeah, I hear you.
Once when I came on vacation, I got it to go.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
So what's your best seller there? And also, anybody that hasn't been there yet, I think you said you were going to give a little promotion. You're going to offer people if they mention this if they have to, they got to like, subscribe or make a comment, you were saying.
Well, first of all, if you're not sure what you want to eat, especially we all it all happened. One day we want a burger. One day we want
the burger.
Yeah.
You guys, whoever likes burgers, you have to go get the burger.
Do you see on Facebook where the gigantic burger, the one at like
where's it at?
The garbage burger on
photos?
No, on the post.
On the post. Go to
keep scrolling.
Let's go down, Shelly.
And you see the burger, stack it up.
We're looking for it. Man, look at that.
Oh my goodness. Make me hungry.
You gotta see. Oh wait, was that it? No.
Oh, not that one.
No, not that one. Keep going.
Oh, I think this is an old
one?
Old one that my customer made it up for me because back in the day I don't know how to do Facebook.
Okay. Well, let's
and his name Dave Robert by the chance. Thank you, Dave. If you watch the video.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah. But the burger. What was on that burger? Because every bite, I tasted something different in that burger.
It's amazing. We call them garbage burger.
Garbage burger.
And then one of my customers stopped by and said, if your garbage burger better than King Roll, I will see you again. And I say, I'm not sure if I can beat King Roll because they're in business quite some time. So I made one up. And then next day, he just come in. I'm ready to get hit. And he say, you get a big and the better burger.
And what's on it?
Is the garbage burger? It comes with like a single patty, a Swiss cheese, and then ham, and then 3 slices of bacon, and then another cheese, and an egg, and a grilled mushroom. I love a grilled mushroom.
Yeah,
it's a fresh one.
Yeah, it's very good.
And then and grilled pineapple, and then also grilled onion as well. The whole thing is just like melt together.
It was so good.
Oh yeah, make me hungry again.
So what are we offering for some people that are watching today? What's the offer you're going to put out there for them?
Well, this is the best opportunity of all time because this is 17 years in business. If you don't try it, you're going to miss for a lifetime because the food that you try, you never have them, not even close
right.
to the same to any restaurant that you eat. I guarantee it. I say it. So if you buy 3 meals, on the menu from number 1 to number 20, number 1 to number 28, okay? Number 1 to 28. Any of those, is that 2 meal or 3 meal? 3 meal. But you order those three meals and you can get a junior's menu for free. And the junior meal for free, I give you a hint. The most expensive one is teriyaki medley. It comes with shrimp, comes with beef, comes with chicken. The whole box is $19 for free.
For free. If they buy one
of those, number one, two, three on the menu, all the way to number 28.
So if they buy one of those, they get a junior.
No, three of those.
Buy three of those, they get a junior for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
I focus, this is why we focus on the big, because in Yakima, all the hardworking people, they deserve it.
Right.
Let's say if you want to buy meal for $30, guess what? That $30 can feed you two, but my $30 can feed you four.
Yeah. They're big portions.
Right. That's why if you don't try it, you're going to miss out one of those kind.
Okay.
And then on top of that, we name famous burger, probably some audience might argue, why you say famous burger and you sell teriyaki rice plate? And remember my restaurant name, Famous Burger?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be famous. Whatever I go out vacation, if I find yakisoba, you do better. I learn and I practice. I eat many different pad thai throughout the city, from here all the way to Tri-City. No, this is way better. I have one today with you guys, so you guys can have a bite.
Make
your eyebrow go.
We're gonna be eating these all episode. Everybody that sits down is gonna be eating today. I hope you brought your appetite, guys.
If you want to know the real good burger, don't get confused with all the lettuce and tomato or the ham or the bacon. Maybe the whole burger tastes good just because of bacon or the ham.
Right.
I just brought you a cheeseburger. Not even have a single lettuce. If you like lettuce, sorry, don't have it today. You get a bite out of it. You get a bite out of it, that flavor melts in your mouth. Let's have one and try it. We have one.
Okay.
We have four burger here. One, two, three, four. That's enough.
Five. Who wants a burger?
Yeah, grab one burger. It's just a burger, nothing too complicated. That way you can taste the burger, the cheese, the bun. That's it. Yeah. If you have a knife, you can cut it and we can have a bite and we got able to share the same taste.
Shelly, you want some of the burger?
Oh, you're gonna have a pleasant taste on your mouth.
I want to get a review right.
We got James digging into the burger.
It's just a simple cheeseburger. That's it. No influence from onion pickle.
Yeah. As you can see inside, the meat's cooked just right too. It's got a little bit of feet, which is perfect for me. Very good burger.
Here I go. I'm gonna try this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing on it. It's just a cheeseburger. And it's a real patty, not like a cardboard patty. Mm. Real meat.
That's a very thick patty. Look how thick that is. That's very good.
Right here. We have another one.
Over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to miss out the other goodie. Mm. The fried rice and pad thai.
So, guys.
I just agree. Because
remember, if you head over to Famous Burger Teriyaki in Yakima, over at 401 West Lincoln Avenue, if you buy three of their regular meals, and they'll show you what those meals are, any three of those meals,
this is old.
You get a this is old one.
Old website. You on Facebook search, you find Famous Burger. Tap it in. Famous Burger and Teriyaki Sandwich.
Famous Burger and Teriyaki Sandwich.
And oh. Made famous.
Oh,
you missed the burger. You missed the burger.
Spell burger, Shelly.
Burger.
You want a fried rice or the yummy soba? Okay, you take. I got it. Can I put on a table?
Oh, the B-U-O.
Right here.
it clicked.
What is going on?
The keyboard is jumping.
Oh, thank you. It's probably saying everything we're saying.
Uh-huh.
It's all right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that it? Turn the sound off, Joe. That's them. That's you guys right there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's us.
Okay, so that's where they're located at. So you get a good idea. You got that yellow sign. You can't really miss it. So head on over to Famous Burger, downtown Yakima, guys, and try their food. Everything there is amazing. They also got this. What was that? The avocado smoothie.
Oh,
yeah.
That one is called Pancado.
Yeah, you guys got to try the avocado smoothie.
It's created by me. I take pride for it.
Yeah.
It has pineapple and avocado, fresh shake, and then we sweet it with natural honey that makes us like a very, very good energy drink from the natural sugar.
Well, Steve, I appreciate it. We're gonna go on to the next person over here. So we
and,
can
don't forget to try. Look at the portion of my real portion.
We didn't see this. Yeah.
Here we go.
Here, let's show this. Can you see this, Shelly, on the camera?
Oh. This is a pot thai. The whole thing is 4 pounds.
Wow, that is the full. Look at that. That is just incredible amount of food.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're going to have all these audience try it and then they experience themselves. If you like us on Facebook, please come in and comment. And I hope you enjoy the food. And by the way,
you can come back every week if you want.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what about next week with the avocado shake?
Oh, man.
Anyway, we located at 401 West Lincoln Avenue, just right across the street from Savey on Fifth Avenue. And now the restaurant is handled by my son. I'm still there, but
right.
I just do more cooking in the back.
Passing it on to the family.
Yep.
Here's your eggs, Lynn.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to cook those eggs and then I'm going to make Asian omelet.
Oh, Asian omelet. I'll take a piece.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're gonna like it, too. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for the fan on Facebook, our real customer during the 17 years of support. I really appreciate every part of what you contribute. Thank you so much. And don't forget to stop by. Steve and Lee, say hi.
Thank you.
Lee, you want to say hi? Just say hi to your customer.
Hey everyone, I'm Lee from Famous Burger. So.
We still
miss you guys. So just come in.
Yeah. Oh, the restaurant now open for walk-in.
Walk-in now.
And
yep.
You can eat there too.
That's for it.
Yeah.
And it's a great environment.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Okay.
We're going to be enjoying this all day.
Yep, you will. And hopefully we'll see you sometime in the restaurant.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. Thank you, fam.
So let's bring over Matthew. Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, you want to? We'll do James. Come on, James. What's that?
Yeah, I wanted to hear. I want to hear more. I did. I hate talk.
Sorry.
Oh, you're good, sweetie.
You should listen to it slowly.
And while we're waiting for everybody to get situated, everybody's getting their food right now. And I can't blame them because it's amazing. Another reminder. Let's pull up. There we go. Today's episode is brought to us by Yakima Fit Food. Introducing Yakima Fit Foods, your ultimate destination for delicious and nutritious meals. Whether your goal is to lose weight, gain muscle, or simply adopt a healthier lifestyle, Yakima Fit Food has got you covered with their wide range of delectable and wholesome food options. You can enjoy a convenient and hassle-free way of eating healthier. Say goodbye to hassle of meal prepping and say hello to convenience of Yakima. Follow them on Facebook. Feel free to visit them on the web at yakimafitfoods.com. They're conveniently located over at 11 North 11th Avenue, Suite 105, Yakima, Washington, 98902. And their phone number is 509-969-4777. All right. With that said, James from Raindrop Cleaning. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Raindrop Cleaning. He should be number two, Shelly. Raindrop Cleaning. There you go. And close all those messages. There we go. And close that bottom left one. People are messaging us as we're going. So James from Raindrop Cleaning, I met James a couple months ago, came and did an interview with us for some other stuff. James has got a carpet cleaning business, which is kicking some you-know-what in Yakima. He's actually come to my house twice because we have like a farm, we have dogs, we have chickens, we have goats. No, we don't have goats, but we feel like we have goats. But James has come to our house twice to help us keep our carpets spick and span, and he's done an amazing job. And his beautiful wife is not here with him today. She's usually, I didn't think you knew how to like do walking about without her. She seems like she's got you covered
24 hours a day almost. So
you can pick that microphone up a little bit, James, if you want to get it closer. How is he in camera frame? Pretty good.
Oh, I'm blurry. It happens.
Shelly, if you notice something like that, let me know so I can adjust it. How's that?
Still blurry.
Still blurry.
Maybe it's just me.
go ahead, James. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay. So we started our business, Raindrop Clean, in 2008. My wife started the business several years ago. And when she started out, it was more of house cleaning, residential house cleaning. And she was doing some fire soot cleaning up after an emergency. They would come in, wipe down all the contents, things like that. And I came on the scene and we started doing residential, just regular house cleaning. And eventually we started doing a lot of clean outs for different property managements. And what it is, one in particular, it was a big apartment complex and we'd go there a lot to do clean outs and do the windows, stuff like that after a tenant had left. But what I kept hearing from the owner of that property was, after we get done cleaning, they also have to call in a carpet cleaner to clean it. And I told my wife, I was like, I think we're missing an opportunity here. Why don't we just go get some training for carpet cleaning and then we can have the full service? So we thought about it. We talked about it for a while. And then eventually we went to Seattle and went through IIC, the International Training Certification Course for carpet cleaning. Did that class, bought some equipment, started cleaning apartments. And it was really slow at the beginning because nobody had any idea who we were. So we were happy if we got 1 to 2 carpets a week. And eventually we got more experience, more training. I've done so much training and so many certificates. I mean, I've been trained and certified in carpet repair, carpet stretching. I went through 2 master certifications for carpet dyeing. There's only 3 carpet dyers in the whole Washington state.
But you want to know something cool, because that's all really, really awesome stuff. But I think what makes you guys a little bit different is, before we used you guys for carpet cleaning, we reached out to, because we were new here, we didn't really know anybody, we reached out to a couple of different carpet cleaning companies in the area. And originally we didn't really need our carpets cleaned. We had a couple of spots that just needed to be fixed. And I messaged some of them on Facebook and I said, hey, can you guys give me some information on what I would do to like maintain my own carpets if I've got like some animal spills? And a couple of people responded with, well, we can come out and give you a free estimate. And I was like, well, I don't really want to hire anybody. I've got like 2 spots, which I get it. They're in business, but they didn't want to give me any information. Before you ever came out to my house, I asked you that and you gave me like a wealth of information. You're like, get your wet vacuum out, get some peroxide diluted with water, get some towels. Basically, you gave me enough information to where I could do this all myself without hiring anybody, because not everybody's going to be in a situation where they need to hire somebody. They might just need some spot cleaning.
Yeah.
So I think that's what kind of makes it unique, is you can feel like a genuine personality behind. You can see, like, when you come over, it feels like I'm hanging out with one of my friends. Like, we're bullshit and we're talking.
Right? Yeah.
You know, you're cleaning the carpet. Your wife's out there kind of like telling you where to make sure you didn't forget things. And you guys got a good team. So how much has that played a role in the community with kind of being able to relate to the customer and not just all business?
I think when it comes to business, what sets us apart, and what I hear from our customers, because we have more Google reviews than any company in this town, and we're on the number one slot. But if you read the reviews, a lot of the reviews is because of the customer service. My wife is very good at the customer service. She's the one that answers the phone. She's the one that answers the questions. She's the one that schedules everything.
Yeah,
but when we do come in, she's the one that you know, she's going to talk to you and ask you questions and hang out with you and laugh and be, I think it comes down to customer service and being personal. And as for the spots that you were asking me about, And I post them all over. I do helpful hints for people that have small accidents that you don't want to call in a carpet cleaner if you got one little pee spot that is this big.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
When you can fix it at home.
And you started doing like TikToks and Instagram reels with kind of these little tidbits, these little gold nuggets of how to maintain your own. And I'm sure, look, people are going to end up calling you off of that, because there is, sure, we might have little messes we need to clean on our own, but then it's like, all right, we need to hire a professional, and you just pop in mind because it almost becomes like brand awareness.
Right. And it's not, at the end of the day, we're all in here for business.
Right.
I take pride in what I do. And if I can help somebody to fix their little issue and they don't have to call me there to do it myself, I want to help you.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, if you have any spots that hit your carpet and it's one little spot, you can reach out to me and I'm free to help you out without us showing up.
Yeah. And you guys have a beautiful, beautiful vehicle. You've got all like, it's not like some guy showing up with like, you know, a carpet cleaner from Home Depot that he rented. He's got it in his van. He's got the hoses, the
$70,000 unit.
Yeah. That's legit, man. I was impressed because when you think of small businesses, because we all heard of, what are some of the bigger, like Stanley Steamer, stuff like that. You think, oh, I should probably call Stanley Steamer or else some guy is going to show up with like a Walmart vacuum and he's going to do my house.
The thing about those franchises, I'm going to explain something to you. The thing about, and I'm not trying to bash anybody. Most of the franchises, please be aware that if you see an ad for 3 rooms for $99, it's usually called what they call a bait and switch.
Mm-hmm.
A bait and switch is, yes, they're going to show up at your house, but they're also going to charge you for a setup fee, a tear down fee, and a bait and switch falls under. If it's 3 rooms for $99, most likely they're not going to put any product on your car, on your carpet. They're going to extract it with hot water, period.
Right.
If you want any other chemicals, that's going to cost you. And I hear the horror stories all the time. I've got people calling me and say, hey, I called in this company and they said it was going to be this. And when I got done, the bill was $400.
You know, you hear about that a lot with similar industries like air duct cleaning. You'll hear that a lot with HVAC, you know, where people come out and it's just this. In businesses like yours, get a bad rap because of all that other stuff. So it's important to have you, because we don't just have anybody on here. You know, if you were some guy out of the blue that's like, hey, I want to come showcase my business, if we can't check your reviews and we can't find you on Facebook, we don't want to bring you in here, because then, you know, Wise Media looks like a clown. And I've had the beautiful experience of using you guys twice. What's the best way for people to contact you guys? Do you prefer Facebook? Because I know you have a website as well, but it seems like social media is kind of where it's at today.
Yeah, usually just look us up on Google Raindrop Cleaning. It'll pop up. And call my wife, 509-833-8257.
That's exactly what he told me. I sent him a message on his message.
I'm so busy working, I don't ever answer my
phone. I said, James, hey, how much to come out and do my carpet? He goes, call my wife.
He does all the scheduling. Yeah. I'm just not.
And his wife has been amazing.
But it's funny that you just brought up like air duct cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the services we're actually looking into and expanding into.
I think you'll do well in that.
Scams going on.
There are, because we own the Facebook group. Well, my partner owns it. I help him with it. Talk Yakima, and you know, we got like pushing, I don't know, 4,000 members in that group, and almost every day we get a submit request for air duct cleaning, and usually they're not even located in the area.
They're not. Most of them are located out of the Seattle area. It's a corporation,
and they're just trying to get leads, I think. And then
they sell it
to a local
company.
Yep.
They're saying that they're going to give it to you for this price, and that's not a reality.
No,
there's only two or three companies in this town that do air duct
cleaning. Right,
and the price is usually close to $1,000 for an 1,800 square foot home.
I used to do air duct cleaning way for Sears. I don't know if you remember Sears, but Sears had a subcontracting company where they'd go out and do that. But yeah, and you know, and for anybody that's got businesses out there that wants to advertise or promote their businesses on Thursday on Talk Yakima, if you have a business like James or you have an air duct cleaning business, you have to have a local business license or else we won't let you in the group, because we don't want our members to get taken advantage of. So we really do try to vet everybody. James, what kind of, you know, we're asking everybody to offer something to our viewers. If they mention, hey, I saw you on Wise Media's podcast, what kind of discount? I know you don't know what the price is going to be because it's based on the size of the room, but percentage wise, is there like 5%, 10% discount they can get if they come to you through us?
If they come through us and they mention us, when they call us, we after we learn some details, we can work out something.
Okay.
I can't give you a set of, because everything.
But you'll do something for them.
I will do something for them. If they mention this.
330 bedroom house cleaning.
Oh, no.
Is there anything you want people to know about that they don't know that they should know? Like where else can we find you?
All I want to do is say that you don't have to choose us as a carpet cleaning company, but whoever you do choose in this Yakima Valley, make sure that they do all the proper steps and ask them up front, what exactly are you going to do for me? Because it drives me crazy that they have these bait and switch companies that are going around and ripping people off and not doing them right. So make sure that they're going to come in there. They're going to pre-vacuum. They're going to put corner guards down to protect your property. sure that they're going to use proper chemicals, because there are carpet cleaners in this valley that actually use simple grain to clean your carpet.
Do you guys offer like estimates, free estimates?
Absolutely. Okay. Free estimates over the phone. If you call that number, we will ask you some questions and we can give you a set price.
Okay.
Based on the information that you've given us.
Based on them giving you accurate information. We've got no pet stains, and you get there and it's like nothing but pet stains.
Oh yeah, it's an average size room, about 200 square feet. You get there and find out it's 500 to 600. So yeah, it's based on the information that you
So give. What you're saying is some customers do bait and switch too.
They do. Not all the customers are honest, do you? That's true. But
and you and your and your travel area is probably important too. You guys, what's your location that you're willing to go to?
During the summer and spring, we do go into Ellensburg because they really need carpet cleaning over there as well. But for the most part, we stay within Yakima, Moxie.
Okay. Glead, I think you did our vet carpets.
I did.
Isn't he out there in?
He was in Ellensburg.
Ellensburg, okay.
But that was a pretty sweet deal.
How big was his house?
It was a rental, and actually, we ended up getting box seats for the rodeo.
Oh,
so it was a good opportunity.
Lucky bastard, yeah. James, thank you so much for coming on. Next time we'll have you and your wife on. Guys, go visit James over at Raindrop Clean. Is it raindropcleaning.com?
Raindropcleaning.net.
Raindropcleaning.net. And on Facebook, just go on and look up. If you type in Raindrop Cleaning Yakima, or if you type in Carpet Cleaning Yakima,
or Google Carpet Cleaning, or Google, it'll come up at the top.
And if you want any reviews, they got tons of reviews on Facebook. They get tons of reviews on Google. You can also ask me. I use them twice personally, and they accommodated me very quickly. I didn't have to wait a long time. First time was a couple days. Second time, I called them on like a Thursday, and they were there by Monday. I mean, I'm sure if there's like an emergency, you could probably work something out with them. Like, you know, if your pipes break and you got water everywhere, They could probably make something happen for you. James, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Are you enjoying your lunch?
I am. It's fantastic. I'm glad I came today. It was a good day. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Let's see here. And next on the hit list is we got Matthew Tricky. Come on up. It's like The Price is Right. I'll let Shelly get that set up. One more time, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Yakima Fit Foods, your ultimate destination for delicious and nutritious meals. Whether your goal is to lose weight, gain muscle, or simply adopt a healthier lifestyle, Yakima Fit Food has you covered. With their wide range of delectable and wholesome food options, you can enjoy a convenient, hassle-free way of eating healthier. Say goodbye to hassle of meal prepping and hello to convenience of Yakima Fit Foods. Follow them on Facebook or on their website, yakimafitfoods.com. Find them on Facebook under Yakima Fit Foods. They are conveniently located over at 11 North 11th Avenue, Suite 105, Yakima, Washington, 98902. And now we are back with Matthew Tricky of the Yakima Improv Society.
That's right.
Okay. So can you see him in camera? Because he's tall.
Should I get him down here like this?
Okay. So I'm assuming you're a comedian. A little up the camera.
Oh, there's my camera. Hi.
Hey, what's the guy's name that played the Grinch with us?
Oh, that would be Carl.
Carl. So I think Carl took a class with you, correct?
Carl took one of our adult improv classes.
Okay.
And he is a friend of many of our main stage players and someone you've actually interviewed before in the past, a woman named Brooke Waits.
So Brooke and Kate, they have their own podcast. I'm going to see them tonight. They Mondays and Thursday. If you need podcast studio, you want to start your own podcast, come on down. But yeah, they told me about you.
Yeah, Brooke put a notice in one of our Facebook threads between the players that there was this opportunity to play the Grinch. And I thought my director brain went, Carl. So I messaged Carl directly.
And he killed it.
Oh my gosh. We all were just.
Did you see his not yeah. the live portion, but the part we actually went out in like mini movie we made.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. So we saw the whole thing, the whole clip. On
that was so much fun.
Oh, isn't it great?
It is.
Carl is magic.
He is. And he was like built for stuff like that. That's like his,
he was made for comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he sticks with it. I hope he comes with some more classes.
Well, he's with us. We just celebrated New Year's Eve together. The improvisers did. And Carl, of course, was invited and a part of the group, and we have a community, we have a family, and he's
push that microphone out just a little bit. There you go.
Okay. So, yeah. Yep. Me and microphones don't actually get along.
No.
No. And the reason mainly is because I move around a lot and my level goes high and it goes low. And because I'm theatrical. And so anyways, I am usually the sound person's worst nightmare when it comes to trying. Am I doing okay? Okay, groovy. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. So yeah, Carl is part of our extended family and we're looking forward to this new year of shows, new year of classes. And yeah.
So you are Yakima Improv Society. This is like your business. Tell me a little bit about how you came about and got into this.
Sure. How much time do you have? Okay. As far as improvisation goes, I mean, really, it goes back to when I was
real quick, Shelly, if any comments pop up in the right, click show so they pop up on the screen. Go ahead.
Except for those comments that say, please shut this man up. he's too much. I'm a Seal High School graduate. And back in my sophomore year of high school is about the time that Whose Line Is It Anyway
premiered
on a
great
television.
Great show.
Yeah. So we're talking like 97.
The British, I like the British version better, but.
Well, the British, that's the thing, right? It's like, we didn't know any better. And yeah. So we thought, well, this is the
stupid Americans.
Like, yeah. Well, you know,
not all of us.
It's okay. They don't. So anyways, we in the drama department freaked out and we thought, this is amazing that there's adults doing what we're doing in the classroom. We didn't even realize that it was anything. It was anything. It was just drama class and we're having fun. So fast forward to 2009. And I've been performing in dinner theaters and other things.
Is dinner theater like where you go and you eat? It's kind of like a play, like a murder mystery, and you're eating dinner. And
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's difficult to get laughs when you have mouths full of steak. You know,
you probably get some steak stuck to your face from somebody's laughing. Kind of shoots across the stage.
Well, it's a lot of amused parent sounds. You know, it's not bah ha ha. It's more like But anyways, I met a man once upon a time, a man named Aaron Bennett, and Aaron and I became fast friends, and we did a lot of ridiculous nonsense together over the years, and we decided it would be great if we did what we've always dreamed of doing and start doing improvisation, like, let's just do Who's Line and see what happens. And so there was a comedy club that opened up. It was open at some point in Sela called Carmen's Comedy Club. And we came together and we brought a bunch of guys that we knew were very funny. And we created this group called Manic Thunder. And Manic Thunder, from 2009 to 2019, on a fairly regular basis, we did basically the Who's Line show unfiltered.
Mm.
And so it was
like a vulgar version.
Well, I mean, there's sometimes
okay.
Yes, but we, you know,
I did 21 and up episode.
Yeah. You know, there, we, Manic Thunder never knew a dick and fart joke it didn't like, right?
Dick and fart joke. Okay. Tell me a dick and fart joke if you got one. You can think about it.
Yeah, that's not what I do. So I anyways, Manic Thunder ran for some time. At some point in this narrative, I met my wife. She came home to go to school from Bellingham. And she had actually trained at the Upfront Theater in Bellingham, which we used to be owned and operated by Ryan Stiles from Whose Line Is It Anyway. And so then we started dating and then we got married.
Not you and Ryan Stiles, you and.
Well, we don't like to make it public. But no, yeah. But my sentence construction there was definitely wanting. So anyways, we got married and we, the two of us, really wanted to do something so much more. So really what we did in Manic Thunder, what you've seen on television with Whose Line Is It Anyway, is just the beginning of what improvisational theater is as an art form.
Okay.
And we wanted to continue to expand into that sphere of artisticness. And so we said, well, in order to accomplish that, we've got to do something of all our own. And that's when we came up with the idea of the Yakima Improv Society.
And this was when?
Oh, this is 2018.
Okay.
2017. I don't know, somewhere.
A few years ago. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And then, so we also had the fantastic opportunity to work with some improvisers at YVC. under a director named Ray Pritchard, who's a fantastic guy. He's also a member of the Warehouse Theater. And we met all kinds of very talented people, very skilled improvisers. We were blown away. And so we got brought in to work with them as co-directors. And then we just ended up in shows. And then the next thing you know, we're part of a team that used to be called the Adults Who Can't Adult. Mm. Great name, right?
That's me.
Yeah. Isn't that everyone?
I think so. I think if everyone's honest, that's probably them deep down inside.
Well, yeah. So then Nicole and I started teaching adult classes, and we've been so quietly on Facebook and through word of mouth, we started opening up classes. My wife is actually a third grade teacher, and so she is by far the more competent of the two of us when it comes to teaching class. So, we started doing classes, and then the next thing you know, we do these, by the way, at the Glenwood Square Theater.
I was just about to ask, where is this at?
Yeah, sure. So there's a 100 seat theater above Zesta Kachina at Glenwood Square. And people of a certain age will ask the question,
do they show movies there still?
And it's like, no, that's not for 20 years, man. That's like not even hardly anybody knows that theater is there, which is something we're working on.
Where is it at?
Yeah, so Glenwood Square, 5110 Tieton Drive.
Okay.
And
I'm new to the area.
Oh, far out. Okay. So there's a restaurant that is a Yakima staple called Zesta Kachina, and it's the one that's out front off the road. And so if you go to Glenwood Square and you head straight up the stairs and a little bit to the right, and bada bing, you are at Suite 330, the Glenwood Square Theater. And that is the home of the Yakima Improv.
So do you guys have that full time, or is it when you have shows, you rent it out?
It's a little bit of, we have a very good working relationship with the general manager there.
Okay.
And in fact, Manic Thunder used to perform in the Glenwood Square Theater for about 4 years. So I knew the lay of the land, and I knew the GM, and I knew all the things. And we're there once a week for our live shows, which I'll get into in a second. And we just work with the GM to rent the room.
Cool. Okay.
But fortunately, there's hardly any. It doesn't get used a lot. And so we've quietly made it our own.
Right.
And so we've built the set, and we run the box office. We do all kinds of fun things. It's a really terrific facility. So anyways, so just to kind of get to where we are right now, my wife and I, so we were teaching classes, and then the pandemic hit. So we went on hold like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And once things started to loosen up, open up a little bit, that we went back to teaching classes. And fortunately, in our time of working at YVC, in our time of teaching adult classes, we had worked or trained fantastic improvisers. And we thought, okay, we can start a show. We've got a cast for a show. And so in June of 2021, we started doing live shows every Sunday night. Sunday night improv.
And is it normally with the same cast?
So that's the thing, is we, knowing full well how busy everybody is, and you know, I've done this before. When I was with Manic Thunder, it was basically the same seven people, and we wore ourselves out. So to avoid burnout, we now have 15 players who we change out based on availability.
Okay.
And the only constant really is myself and my wife, Nicole, because we're kind of the mom and dad of the
whole operation. Right, yeah. If you guys don't show up. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a story I don't want to talk about. So we've been doing Sunday night improv since June of 2021. So almost every single week, unless there's a holiday, you know, people don't want to come in on a holiday.
Right.
Right. It's like, oh, we're doing a Labor Day show. Nobody cares.
So when you're doing an improv show.
Okay.
What's the big difference between obviously the difference in improv is it's improvisational, but between like a play that's mm-hmm. already scripted out, because mm-hmm. I'm sure they both have their pros and cons, right? The pros of a scripted show is you kind of know everything to expect, but you gotta prep a lot more because you got lines to remember, where this, you gotta trust people are going to be able to kind of be on the spot and think quick.
Well, the biggest difference, and this is my opinion, is that scripted theater and improvisational theater, they both use the exact same resource, which is the creative intuitive
okay.
that every single person walking around has. because after all, getting up in the morning and living your life every day is an improvisation. And so the creative intuitive is what guides you. Now, when you do scripted material, you rehearse it and rehearse it and rehearse it and rehearse it and rehearse it. And it gets to the point where it's not only that everyone knows what's about to happen and what's to be said, it's that everyone has the entire show inside of them, the way it's been run. And so they don't actually have to think about what they're doing. The intuitive takes over. And that, of course, is one of the things that leads to the illusion of the first time. These things are actually happening in real time and space, even though they've rehearsed it for 6 weeks.
Right.
Okay. What we do with the creative intuitive is with our adult, you know, with our adult classes and even with our youth improv camps we did last summer, and we're going to do again this summer, is we begin training people to understand some of the fundamentals of the art form. And as you start training on that, you start learning, you start developing like a muscle memory of how to do an improvisational scene with another actor. And so, excuse me, although nothing is prepared, no content is prepared, nevertheless, the actor is an exceptionally trained person,
right,
who's able to work with his stage partner.
I think of it like when you see like freestyle rapping, when it's like, hey, here's a word, make a rap on it, where you've got somebody just kind of going off the cusp.
Yeah.
And making it sound natural and organic. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can do that. Well, maybe with training they could. And actually, that brings me to a question.
Sure.
You have people that come in, like let's say somebody that's never done any kind of comedy or any acting, but they're interested in the concept of it. Can somebody that doesn't have the natural talent, born gifted talent, can they learn this?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. In fact, some of our really great performers or students who are coming up through the pipeline, they're coming off the street cold
because really?
They're just going, well, this is something I've always wanted to do. And then they find out, oh, this is something I've already been doing my entire life.
I imagine people that are in like I come from the world of sales, like call centers where you're reading scripts and you're adapting the script, making it your own.
Yep.
It seems like there's like a natural flow to that because you're acting in a sense. So what's people that are, who's an ideal customer client for you guys to come in and what's it look like? Is it like a 1 day class? Are they signing up for like a week, a month?
Sure. So first of all, every first Sunday of the month,
okay,
at 1 o'clock, we do a free 1 hour drop in.
Oh, nice.
And where we've actually met some of our terrific intro to improv students that way. And so if it's run by yours truly, and they come in and we just start doing the very basics, like the most simple things possible, but it's a lot of fun. And that's usually the best way to try before you buy.
Is it all comedy driven?
No, in fact.
Why do people think that? Like when I think of improv, I automatic, maybe because of like, whose line is it anyway? It jumps to that thought.
For all the years I've been doing this, I've come to a conclusion of how this whole crazy thing got started. And it's because I think of the improv, the famous comedy club that was opened once upon a time. It's just the, like, I don't know if you remember or not. Do you remember evening at the, what? Oh yes. That's our, one of our main stage players, Daryl. This last Halloween, we did. So every October we do our improvised murder mystery called Who Done Did It. And for the Halloween show, which was a double feature, we did two murder mysteries that night. We also all dressed up as a type of Ken or Barbie.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay. Yeah.
And so anyways, that's why. And then,
sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just saw it. She pulled that up and it was hilarious.
Oh, it's fantastic. My wife actually does the photoshopping.
Okay.
And we all agree that like people have offered to do good photoshopping and we said, no, we want the worst photoshopping we could possibly do.
I was going to say like,
yeah, we actually,
she nailed what you just said. She nailed it.
Yes. Yes. We like it. We think it's charming.
Okay. I love it.
So
for every Sunday, first Sunday of every month, you got a free drop in.
And then if you decide to sign up for our classes, we start classes for every season, so every quarter of the year. And Intro to Improv is with my wife, Nicole, and that's a 6-week course. And we keep our prices ridiculously low because.
Can we share them here?
Yeah, certainly. Okay. So we for the 6-week course, we charge $60. It's
$60 total.
Total.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Who's ready to sign up?
I know, right? Well, that's the.
I don't even know if we should ask for a discount.
I got a thing. You asked me to do a thing. I got a thing ready for this.
Here comes the thing, guys.
Well, how am I doing this now? Am I gonna? Okay. So then you start moving up the ranks or the levels of the different classes, and then you move on to intermediate and advanced and yada, yada, yada. And which classes are either taught by myself or my wife. And if the higher levels after intro are 8-week courses, and they're $80.
Okay.
They're $10.
So it's $10 a class, basically.
Yeah. And so it's once a week on a Sunday for a couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the class itself runs each time a couple hours?
Yes.
So we're talking 2 hours, 3 hours?
Yeah, we're scheduled either 12 to 2 or 2 to 4, depending on what class it is.
How many people usually are in a class together?
We have a cap at 10.
Okay.
But for usually there's about 6 people.
Okay.
Which is a fantastic number.
I was going to say, that's enough for everybody to get some like practice in.
Yeah, we can do a lot of 2-person scenes. We can play a lot of different games that are 2, 3, 4 people. And
now I imagine there's got to be fringe benefits to this, similar to like I took, if you ever heard of Toastmasters.
Yeah.
Better speaking class. I imagine doing stuff like this probably improves your talking to people you're not comfortable talking to, talking to strangers, because you're taking yourself outside of your comfort zone.
Oh, you're enormously outside of your comfort zone,
right?
Especially, well, there are those individuals who I would consider something like an exhibitionist,
right?
Who is
they live?
Hey, that's under me.
But they're almost the ones that you need to learn how to reel back in.
You have to reel back in.
It's like the opposite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. You either have people whose shell needs to be cracked,
right,
or you have other people who need to put on a shell.
And do you guys identify that? And you're like, look, I get it. You like to be in the spotlight, Carl. And you kind of like tone it down a little bit. For somebody else, it's like, oh, I don't like to go to the store because I don't like to look people in the eye.
Right. And the thing is, though, Shelley. Is that our...
Shelley needs this class. We call it Shelley. Her name's like the shell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're going to crack the shell. You've wanted to do stand-up for a long time. This might be your... Look at her. She doesn't know what to say right now. She's like, she's thinking every curse word
in
the world about me right now.
So long as you brought that up, I have to draw, of course, a distinction between stand-up comedy and improvisational comedy or theater. Is just that, of course, it's like, it's the difference between scripted and unscripted. And where, you know, the stand-up comedian is one person whose ego is on full display.
Mm-hmm. He's got to carry everything.
This is my show, and you pay attention to me, and I'm hilarious. Okay. And they run jokes over and over and over and over again in order to develop the script of what is written and what works. And so that way they end up with this arsenal of all these jokes that are just ready to go and kill. As Steve Martin said in his memoir, Born Standing Up, the reason they use the words kill and murder when talking about how well you did is because the stand-up comedian is well aware that unless he kills the audience, the audience is going to kill you.
Yeah, that's scary.
That is incredibly scary.
Talk about pressure.
Right, right. And so that's the beauty of improvisational theater, is that what we accomplish is we accomplish what we call the hive mind or the group mind, where you have a stage partner or two or three or four, however many. And even if something.
Yeah, somebody can carry it.
If something fails, quote unquote fails.
Right.
There are no mistakes in what we do.
Right.
And so if somebody calls, most famously, I was at a show where right off the bat, this was at the Upfront, right off the bat, one of the actors was explaining how he runs a furniture store and he has all these different pieces of furniture to sell, and he meant to say lazy boy, but that's not what he said. He said lazy Susan, and for the entire show, all 90 minutes, the audience or the players on stage referred to recliners as lazy Susans.
What is a lazy Susan? That's a thing, isn't it? What is it?
That's the
oh, the spinning the table that spins.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right.
Yes, okay.
And so they had chairs that spun and they did all kinds
of things. They called it lazy Susan.
But it was an oopsie-daisy, but it got baked into the pie of the thing that they were putting together.
And it sounds like it worked.
Oh, it worked brilliantly. Yeah. I was laughing my ass off. Oh my gosh, that was fantastic. So anyways, yeah. So the group dynamic is there to assist one another. And also it's not lean back entertainment. It's lean in entertainment. Mm. Because the group mind doesn't just exist between the players on stage. It exists with every single person who's in the theater during the performance. So the audience and the players all join together to help build this bubble reality that has a half-life of about 75 to 90 minutes. And then it goes away, and everything that just happened is like a little special gem that all of us get to hold on to. No one will ever experience again.
We've had friends that were in like theater and whatnot, and sure, they enjoyed the performance itself, but they really had like this bond together where they would talk about like just you sharing things. And I imagine you've got people that have been doing it long enough to where if you've got somebody new that sees the person might be flailing a little bit, they have the wherewithal, the intuition to go pick up and kind of like,
yes,
make them look better. Yeah. Right. That's the thing.
Oh yeah. We're all looking out for each other at all the time. There's said to be in three different types of improvisers. There's either a pirate, a robot, or a ninja.
I got a pirate question for you. Why do pirates wear patches? It's a real reason, actually. I wish it was a joke.
Oh,
I asked this. I've asked this a lot to a lot of people.
This is great. Is this one of those questions that it's like every show I ask this question?
You should ask this question every show. The first audience member to bring up the answer to this question without using Google,
right?
I don't know. Gets
gets two tickets to
piece of toast
this weekend,
or toast. They could get toast too. Toast is good. Toast with like butter and cinnamon. But pirates wear patches because back in the day when they'd fight the other pirate ships, they'd have to go below to fire their cannons.
Yeah.
And it's dark below. So they keep one eye covered. So when they go in the dark, they remove the eyes now already adjusted to the dark.
Oh, far out.
That's pretty neat. Mythbusters, 1990s.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Confirmed?
Confirmed.
Oh, man. Confirmed. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there you go. You can use that. Courtesy of Wise Media. So tell us real quick, how can people find you? Who are you looking for? And what's the little offer you're going to leave us
with? Okay. So first of all, I'm happy to announce that effective January 1st of this year, we, the Yakima Improv Society has gone from being a project to a nonprofit corporation. And so we're on our way to developing that wonderful foundation upon which we can continue to build and build and build and build. We have all kinds of really super groovy, awesome stuff in the pipeline that I'm very excited about. We're all very excited about. You can go to yakimaimprov.org, yakimaimprov.org. And from there, you can actually purchase tickets to when we come back from. So we, every year during January, we go dark so that we can do all kinds of
kind of setting up for the year.
We can set up for the year, and then so we have every single month we have a different show that it has a different theme, or it has a different format of what's known as long form improv, which is like an improvised play or a series of blackout scenes or whatever.
Right.
But that's really our meat and potatoes of what we do. And so we're coming back this February with our show, What is Love? And where we ask the audience for suggestions before they come in of what is love? Love is blank. And during the long form of What is Love, periodically throughout the performance, we pull out a suggestion from the audience of love is, you know, love is a back rub. And then we do improvised scenes based on a back rub. And it's actually our most popular show of 2023. It was the highest set ticket sales. And so the big news is what you see up on the screen, which is we used to be Sunday Night Improv, and we are now
prime time
Saturday. Oh, the dream, Dan. The dream.
It's just coming true. I can see it. Dream. His eyes just sparkled.
Oh, we're moving our show to Saturday nights.
Okay.
And so starting the first Saturday in February, we're 8 p.m. We're $10. And
do you stream any of these shows?
We do not, for a couple different reasons.
Okay. Actually.
So the biggest reason is because some of our performers are public figures in a sense. We have a couple teachers.
Well, we can't let them.
Well, it's just our shows are 16 and older.
Right.
And
you got somebody saying something crazy. He's like, that's my teacher.
Yeah. And I just, it gets through the gossip mill.
Cancel culture is real. I was actually going to ask you something. I'm glad you, what do you think about cancel culture in the comedic, even though you guys aren't comedians, you're improvisational specialists. I don't even know if I have butchered that word, but when you see people like David Chappelle who are doing some real, like, real targeted comedy, is that helping things move forward, getting kind of things back to normal where people can take a joke again, or is that setting things back? I mean, do you comedians in whole have a thought on that?
I can't speak on behalf of other people,
right?
And as improvisers, what I can say is this: is number one, it's an opportunity to make money,
right? Yeah.
So follow the money.
Yeah.
And whether it's one side, the other, this third thing, whatever.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Who's making money off of this?
Yeah.
That's the first thing. Second thing is that I can tell you this, that since I've been doing improv in front of a live audience since 2009 here in the Valley. I'm a Yakima boy way back.
OG.
That's my father. And they, but I can tell you that as a performer, what I was able to do once upon a time, I can't do anymore. So the content has changed.
Yeah.
And the
tolerance.
Well, the first thing is that popular culture isn't really popular anymore. And there used to be an understanding, this zeitgeist that everyone walked around with in their heads. And they all saw the same movies. They all heard the same music, more or less, right? And so we could make jokes, we could do impersonations, or we could make blatant ripoffs of movies.
Right.
It's an homage, it's parody. And people would get the joke.
Yeah.
But now the popular culture has fractured to the point where it's not popular culture. It's fragmented culture.
Right. And certain groups find things funny.
They find things funny. They find things appalling. Yeah. And it's like, oh my gosh. And so I can't come out and do
an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression
and have everyone in the audience go, blah, that's the worst Arnold I've ever heard.
Right.
Which it is.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of people looking left, and which is not, that's the wrong direction. Looking right, looking left, and going, who the hell is this? What is this guy doing? He sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why is this funny? And that's so what we have to do is we have to, for me personally, I had to pull back on my learned.
Re-educate.
I had to re-educate myself. Like my skill set needed to be modified because, and so what we focus on primarily is the truly universal content that everyone can relate to. I mean, it's our shows are about relationships. They're about, events and tragedies and just things that are far closer to life than what we're all sold on TV and movies.
We should, how much are tickets to go?
Okay. So we're $10 and you can purchase tickets online at the website in advance for the What Is Love show coming up. Or you can just pay $10 at the door for your viewers and listeners. For your viewers and listeners, we are prepared to make this offer. If you go online and buy tickets at yakimaimprov.org, use the promo code WISE. WISE.
I'm famous.
WISE. And using the promo code, you can get $3 off the cost of admission. And also listeners are, for the month of February, they're also invited to just say the magic word at the box office window and we will charge you accordingly. So
$7 a ticket.
Yeah. $7
through February. If you mention WISE.
That's right.
Got any, I think I might go this Saturday, right? No.
In February.
Starts in February.
Yeah. Starts back in February.
So what's the first one? What's the date? On the calendar?
Yeah. Is it the third?
Hey, let's look. Google Calendar says February is Saturday the 3rd.
Hey,
boom.
Big money.
If anybody wants to go, I'm willing. I want to go. So if you guys want to reach out to me, maybe we can all get together, meet up for, is there food, alcohol, anything there? Do you got to do that before?
Sure. So unfortunately we're a dry house because of the way that the setup is made, but we do offer, we offer popcorn and soft drinks and water and candy and your typical Right. Typical movie theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you sell all that at the concessions.
And we sell all that out of our concessions.
Awesome. Box office. Well, if anybody wants to, and what time does it start?
It starts at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Doors open at 7:30.
If anybody wants to get together, 6 o'clock for Saturday the 3rd, maybe meet over, like how far is it from here?
It's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, Saturday the 3rd. Saturday the 3rd.
Okay.
Okay. And ask your question again.
How far is it like from here?
It's across from our vet.
Oh, it's across. So where is that?
Oh, the animal whatever clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right across the street.
Okay. Is there any like local, like little like bar restaurants around that area?
Yeah.
Anything you could think of?
Absolutely. So actually, if you go downstairs in the basement level, you can enjoy yourself at the pub.
Oh, what is it called?
The pub.
The pub.
Go there. Been there a few times.
We have. Okay. Apparently I've been there.
Yeah.
So the pub and the address again, is it the same building?
Yeah. Yep. It's all one great big shopping center.
Fantastic. What's the address again?
5110 Tieton Drive.
5110 Tieton Drive. Yep. So if anybody wants to meet up there around 6 for a drink, chat a little bit, and then we'll head up.
Yeah.
Let's don't get drunk because we want to enjoy the show, but just to kind of loosen up the, and then we'll all head up and maybe watch you guys perform your first show of the year.
Oh my gosh. That'd be great. Fantastic. You know, a lot, you'll probably see a lot of other audience members because there's a lot of people who like to pre-funk and get ready.
Okay. So, okay. So we get to get drunk with the actors or have a nice tea with the actors. Very cool. So yeah. So $3 off. You mentioned the word WISE or go online. There's a promo code WISE. You get a couple dollars off and you get a probably a good laugh, maybe a good cry. Who knows? We don't know what to expect. It's kind of a mystery, right?
That's exactly right.
Well, hey, I can't thank you enough for coming out. Is that your real last name?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that was like stage name when I saw it. I was like, this can't be.
No, I come tricky. from a long line of trickies.
Really? He's a tricky guy.
No. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Tricky, thank you so much. Yeah. I can't wait. All right. He's got like mitts, baseball mitts.
You got a. Oh, what's that?
Oh, did it just die?
Okay.
That camera. It's because it's not plugged in.
Oh, those are warm.
And technical difficulties, guys. I'm hooking up a battery because we have one more guest.
Let's see if I can help.
You got another one. He's somewhere.
Hold on.
No, it's this.
The next thing.
It's this. That's the connection.
Okay. Are meeting? Yeah. Do you have?
Yes.
Do you? Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Do you play melon?
Yeah, it's because it was set. It was on. I set it to auto, so it should be.
No, and any more listen?
There you go. There should be.
Oh yeah, any more shopping?
Yeah, there should be another one of these, Shelly.
What I will be talking? Is it going there?
No.
You see a spot. You see behind that spot?
Yeah.
It's a 72 inch TV. I'll put the logo there.
Oh, good idea. Very good idea.
I wanna rent that spot.
Oh, you do? Okay, we can work something out.
Give me 1 second, guys. I'm hooking up one of these
it's I'm looking for the one.
No. Right. I have more for you. I can't buy my coupon. I can't buy stuff. I can't buy my knife. You can find it all over the place.
That's my turn.
Not this one.
No.
I found it yet. This is one.
Give me something. Yeah. Can you go back to that one? I talked to you on that.
Shelly, is it still centered?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Is that, we got the wrong one?
No, we're doing, they have three of them.
Oh, three of them. Okay.
All right. Let me have you have a seat there and I'll make sure I got your camera set. Does that look okay, Shelly? And mine's still good? Okay. We had some technical difficulties. One of our cables died. We had to plug in a different cable. Give me 1 second here. Okay. So again, this episode is brought to us by Yeah, you can put those on. This episode is brought to us by Yakima Fit Foods, your ultimate destination for delicious and nutritious meals. Whether your goal is to lose weight, gain muscle, or simply adopt a healthier lifestyle, Yakima Fit Food has got you covered with their wide range of delectable and wholesome food options, and you can enjoy a convenient and hassle-free way of eating healthier. Say goodbye to hassle of meal prepping and say hello to the convenience of Yakima Fit Foods. Follow them on Facebook. Feel free to visit them on the web at yakimafitfoods.com, or go ahead and head over to the location where they also have food in the store, 11 North 11th Avenue, Suite 105, Yakima, Washington. And now we have our last and final guest. How do I don't want to butcher your name.
Izamar.
Okay. Izamar Gartrell. And you have a couple of different businesses, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So what's the first one we're talking about? This is Willow Barnes.
Yeah.
Okay. Willow Barnes, from what Kent was telling me, you guys do ceremonies, weddings, people can rent it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. We have a little ranch. Well, not too many little, you know what I mean? It's 25 acres.
25 acres. That's a little bit of a big ranch.
Yes. We rent this place for many weddings, like a quinceañera and different event. So we have a capacity for 300 people, and we have a different package for different like event. And it's great. It's the best place. Like the people can come in and enjoy. It's private. Like if you want something good for camping, the same thing is.
Do you guys provide do you do catering? Do you do food there as well?
No, we don't provide catering because the people have too many different actions.
Okay.
And you know, different culture thing too.
Right.
And then they bring the different.
So if I wanted to rent out the space, I would rent the space. I would hire my own caterer or whatever that would come there. Okay. Wow, that's pretty. And where is this at?
It's on the 2791 Ashley Road in Wapato.
Wapato. How far is that from here?
15 minutes.
Okay, so not too far.
No. Actually, it's really nice. Yes.
Are these all events that you guys did?
Yes.
So you guys have been pretty busy over there. Because I know Kenton's saying, you guys purchased this just a few months ago, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we already moved to the over there in August the last year.
Okay.
Yes. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
And you also have animals and stuff over there too, right? I think I saw some pigs. You guys,
yeah. We're starting a small farm.
It's so cute.
It's lovely because the pig is so lovely. You can feed him, you can touch him, and they just enjoy.
They're friendly, huh?
Yes, super friendly. The man is super friendly.
What do you do over there specifically?
Well, I'm the management. So always I make the papers, sign the contract, created the contract, like administration pay.
All the stuff that Kenton doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
what are some things you want people to know about? Like what is it if I wanted to rent out, is it depend on the time of year? Like how's the pricing go?
So right now we have the 30% off and all the package. So right now is the good thing. So all the first month, the 2024, we have a 30% off and all the package. It doesn't mean like if you take the package, the 150%, right now the price for 150% is the $2,100.
So $2,100 for 150 people. And what are you getting for that? What do you, aside from the space, are you guys setting it up?
Yes. That's including tables, chairs, decoration, light, and cleaning all the ranch on bathroom, pump, and beautiful view.
And the music you don't provide the music, but you provide the speakers, the sound system.
We already are starting including the sound, but mostly the people bring the DJ or on banda or stuff like that.
Okay. What's the last function you guys did there? Who's the, like, did you guys, what the last time you rented out was to a quinceañera? Was it to a wedding? What's the last event you did?
I think it's a quinceañera in the last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people?
Around 100.
Wow.
Yeah. So all places is more than 100.
So there's good parking?
Yes. We have a parking for 300 people.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So the parking is really bigger. Like the people can go in and feel like free to make everything they want to make it.
And how did you get into this?
Well, it's a long, long time ago. I think that's starting in my country, everything.
So you were doing this. And where are you from?
Honduras.
Honduras. Oh, that's okay. My brother. My brother lives in Honduras.
Yeah.
I think Kenton probably told you that, right? Yeah.
I see in the last interview, your brother living in Roatan,
right? Roatan, yeah.
Yeah. It's
Have you ever been to Roatan?
No.
No. Okay.
But I live in Cruzin right there. In okay. Ceiba.
He's my brother's known as Captain Ed in Roatan. He's been there for, God, probably 30 years now.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. He's old.
But Roatan is so beautiful.
Yeah. I've never been.
My mother-in-law is there, and she says it's beautiful.
Yeah. Do you miss Honduras?
Sometimes. When, not too many, because I have my child right here, so, and I feel so comfy.
Oh, yeah. When did you come here from Honduras?
8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. 8 years ago. And now your child is how old now?
My older one have a 12.
Oh, 12. Okay. So you got your
hands full. And another, yes. And I have another 2.5. And my little one, she have a 6 months.
Aw, how sweet. Do they go out and play with the pigs?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
The middle one always want to go see the pig.
So you were doing, so what, I guess this is like event planning kind of, right? So you were doing event planning in Honduras?
No. But we rent the place and always be in the social media because I work in for different brands. Like an Nestle or another brands, because I'm working with the marketing companies.
Okay.
And then I'm working in a supermarket or a different place. And always I'm being, you know, in the marketing media.
Right.
And stuff like that. And then when I'm coming right here and I see the market in Yakima, I say, these people need it. Like something nice right here.
And you don't just do this, right? Willow Barn Ranch is just one of a few different businesses that you guys have.
Yeah.
So what's one of the other ones we got up here, Shelley? We've got, what is this one? This is
my fiber.
Guard Trail. Oh, custom and designs. Okay. So you do like shirts, hats.
Graphic design.
Do you make the clothes or you just put the logos on the clothes?
We buy all the clothes right here, make in USA.
Okay.
Yes, for different companies. So we created everything. We're working in logos, created logos, make hats.
So you guys do stuff like this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And where do you this out of the same area?
Yes.
Okay. Cause you got a lot of land out there. So.
Yep. Yeah. Actually our ranch have a different storage and we have all the business.
So all the different businesses like, right there. How convenient. How cool.
Yeah. You know what? It's so funny because the last year we going and take vacation in Missouri because we're planning to move to over there. But the Lord, I think it's not a plan to the Lord because
no.
We see a couple house over there, lands over there, and nothing happened. And we go back to Yakima, and after that, we find in this place. And
I remember I saw Kenton a few months ago as he was he tried to rent because you guys lived not too far from here.
No, we live right here in the downtown.
Yes, yes. But not anymore, right? Now you're there.
Yeah, I'm gonna rent this place.
Okay, you're renting it out. Yeah. Yep. So how busy are you guys with is this called Angels?
No, this is
one that's just
company.
A brand.
Yeah, this
okay.
is a company. We work with different local companies, like a construction company,
right,
paint company, like restaurant, taquizas.
So you do all of this in-house, though? All of the printing? You don't send it out and do it. You do it all here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we send, too.
Okay.
Actually, I have one package in my car right now. I need to send for Bellevue.
Yeah? No. I mean, the actual work itself, like doing the work, you do all the work.
Yes.
And then you mail it to the customer yes. if they're too far. Okay. So you get stuff out of state sometimes?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. How'd you get into this?
Well, I go into the university. Well, before I study like engineering system.
Okay.
So, and then I love it. Everything can be like informatic and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm fan number one, the Bill Gates, you know?
Yeah.
That guy is created Microsoft.
Yeah.
And I think all the ideas from this guy, because he always says, you can make anything if you have the money in your pocket. You need to put in work your money.
Right.
And then always I reading stuff from him in the books and the stuff like that.
So a lot of studying, a lot of learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's been the hardest part? Like out of all, how many businesses do you guys have? That okay, so four. Which one's the hardest?
I can say that woodworking.
The woodworking?
Yes, it's because it's more heavy.
Yeah.
But
is that on here, dude? Do we have the woodworking up, Shelly?
It's the Norse woodworking. This is another. This is
let's talk about this one, because we had him on last week, so we did Norse woodworking last week. What's this one?
This is like canopies and chairs and tables. We offer these for the people. For example, they don't want to rent.
Okay, so you want to like set up in your backyard and you want to have some shelter blocking from the sun, from the rain. You guys provide stuff like this. Okay.
Yes. So something that people don't want to rent, like, you know, place, but they have a nice yard. And then we provide them like canopies, tables, and chairs for different events.
So you go set it up too?
Yeah.
So you set it up and then break it down when you're done?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a couple helpers. They always like, so nice.
That looks pretty cool. That's like enclosed. We need that in the backyard, Shelly, so we can.
Where? Yeah.
Put some. Can you heat these? Can you put heat inside of them? Yeah. Okay.
But normally the people don't make party like in after October and stuff like that. Don't make party.
So what?
Few the people make that is so cheaper.
Yeah. What? And do you have any offers that you want to? Is there anything you want people to know about? What do we got?
It's between 100. And 300. We have a different
for okay. Yes. And what does that get you? Like one tent, two tents?
For example, the first package. I talking about the more cheaper. Like it's 150 and including one small canopy, 20 by 10.
Okay.
And including like let me see, 10 tables and 50 chairs.
Wow.
That is the more small
for 150.
Yeah.
So you get a tent, you get 10 tables.
10 tables.
And 150 chairs. Are these like the fold-out metal chairs? 50 chairs.
Yes.
50 chairs.
Yeah. For outside, yes, we have a like metal chair.
Okay. Very cool. What's the best way for people to contact you?
They can find me my different names, but I have the same number phone for all the business.
Same number phone?
Yes. That's 509-552-7911.
Okay.
And you can find us like Isamar Canopies in Carpas. Oh, Gartrell Custom Design or Willow Bar Ranch for different.
And we have all of the all of her business. Well, we'll add the other two, but we'll add all of the businesses in the description of this video. So it sounds like, I mean, if you need anything for your business, custom like shirts, hats, sweaters, coffee cups. Well, I got this for Christmas, but if you guys need stuff like this, especially if you're doing anything like this and you want to showcase your business, you have people come in. Steve gave a great idea. Put a TV up in the background where we can put the company's logos on there.
Yeah.
And Steve said he wants, what'd you say? Like $5,000 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's marketing, getting your brand out there. And that's kind of what that business is. Which business is the busiest?
Gartrell Custom Design.
Yeah. Yeah. He stays pretty busy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always we make t-shirt for companies. Actually, right now we already open our store in Etsy. And then if you want to buy something random, like, you know, the aesthetic right now and the millennial guys. So you can go in and buy your t-shirts right there.
Nice.
It's easy. And actually the same thing for the people like want to make a baby showers or stuff like that, the t-shirt. The gender
That's a good idea. Yeah.
It's already installed in Etsy.
And we got the elections coming up. So a lot of people want to get like their favorite president on a hat. And you know, so you can go.
Love it. I love it.
Dan Wise canceled. So guys, go over. So all of her social media is in there. You can find, again, her phone number, text messages as well, right?
Yeah.
Phone number, best way to contact is 509-552-7911. If you need any special events, they got you covered. If you need some special materials, wedding material, birthday material, whatever it is, they can get you shirts, hats, pens, cups, whatever you need. And of course, do we touch them all? There's three of them, right?
Yeah.
What? Oh, the canopies, custom designs, and
the Willow Barn.
Oh, the Willow Barn. Yes, that one is. I want to come check that out just to play with the pigs. Mom. Yeah. Yeah.
You can feed into they eat organic always.
I want to can I like hug them hug them and give them little kisses on the chin, okay? That's all
yes, you can do.
Well, hey, thank you so much for coming in. It was a pleasure. Yeah. And we'll have to have you back here once we get some questions. And if you guys if you want to reach out to her, mention that you saw her from this podcast and they might do something special for you on pricing.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Tell, like, Kenton's going to give me a free table, I hope. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I am Dan Wise, Wise Media Group. Again, this episode was brought to you by Yakima Fit Foods, your ultimate destination for delicious, nutritious meals. Whether your goal is to lose weight, gain muscle, or simply adopt a healthier lifestyle, Yakima Fit Foods has you covered with their range of delectable and wholesome foods options. You can enjoy a convenient, hassle-free way of eating healthier. Say goodbye to hassle of meal prepping. Yeah, turn that audio down, Shelly. Thank you. Anyway, Fit Food, Yakima Fit Food, guys, go check them out. I want to say thank you to all of our guests that came in today. We got Steve Somm, Matthew Tricky, James Hughes, and Ismar Gartrell. Thank you guys very much. It was a pleasure. Wise Media, people helping people, communities method, one day at a time. See you guys next Thursday at 10 a.m. Peace.
That's awesome.